Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, 14th day of February 2006, already into the second hour. I'm going to get into more detail in this hour. United Arab Emirates firm to operate six major U.S. ports. Bush PR propaganda push cost taxpayers $1.6 billion. That's you're paying for your own brainwashing. We'll also get into a little news clip of Scott McClellan bumbling around yesterday, White House press secretary, about the bigger story of Cheney shooting one of his compatriots, one of his buddies, his comrades, is that his response to it, not letting the sheriff in, declaring national security, controlling the news story, all of that will come up as well. And we will get into a whole plethora of news on the situation with Iran, new torture developments. Paul Watson's joining us in 30 minutes, so that is coming up today. Later in this hour, he'll be with us from the middle of the broadcast on through the end for an hour and a half. He normally joins us about twice a month from the United Kingdom, and he's been doing a lot of great reports on a host of issues, so that's coming up. Right now, let's continue with open phones. Let's go ahead and talk to Lori in Texas. Lori, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi. Thanks
for taking my call.
You bet.
How are you doing today on this happy Valentine's Day?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, man. You keep up the good work. I really don't know where to start here, but I have wondered because I've never heard you ask this question before. I have downloaded a copy of the first Patriot Act. Did you realize that it was actually done in January of 2001?
Well, do you have H.R. 3162 in front of you?
H.R. 3162, and then you go back and you look, and you see that it was done again on October 24th, 2001, and it's called H.R. 3162 RDS.
Are you saying that you found a copy of the legislation from before 9/11?
Actually, from the National Archives, and it's dated January 2000, at the third day of January, 2001.
Well, Bush wasn't even in office then.
Exactly.
He wasn't sworn in until, what, the 23rd of January?
Something. He'd been elected, yeah, but he wasn't in office yet. So I had never heard anybody bring up that contradiction that I found in my research.
I haven't seen that. The copy I saw was October 27th, 2001, and it was...
I've got is October 24th, 2001.
And a few select members of Congress were given an hour and a half to review the 400-plus page.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
yes, we've had, I mean, that's been in the news. We've also had congressmen and women on talking about it on air. But I know this, much of what was in the Patriot Act was old pieces of police state legislation that had failed previously.
Absolutely.
And that it was a bundling of different police state machinations and measures. But, no, I was not aware of that. Why don't you send me, if you have an email, obviously you do, you're in the National Archives. Why don't you...
I've been listening to you for a while, and I've been railing against these people for about 10 years now.
well, email me links to the... National Archives with that copy, so I can check that out. That's
okay.
Interesting.
And then my next thing, have you ever heard of Tom Flacco?
Yes, we haven't had Tom on in about a year, but in the past we've had him on a few times.
Okay, well then you're probably well aware of his cash payoff bonds, murder linked to White House 911 finance.
Yeah, I don't want to get off into the middle of this, but I haven't had Tom on for a reason. In a while, it's just because I really don't agree with some of the reports that he's been putting out. And in the past, he did a lot of great work, and he might be great today. I just don't see eye to eye with it, and I don't really. I mean, I'm sure a lot of that stuff's going on. I just some of the people he surrounded himself with. I just if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. You know what I mean?
Carter,
anything else?
White House. That's it.
Hey, good to hear from you, Lori. I appreciate the call, Jason, Mike. Tom, Michael, and many, many others, your calls are coming up after this quick break. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this second hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Jason, Mike, Tom, Michael, many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. For those that just joined us, you know that thousands of reporters are on government payroll. Department of Education, Department of Labor, Central Intelligence Agency, FBI, Department of Commerce, and $1.6 million was spent in the last 2.5 years, that's now the Congressional Budget Office's own numbers. Over a year ago, they did a report on it and said that it was all illegal, totally illegal, and cited federal laws. Well, guess what happened? In the first 6 months after that report was released, and we just have until the middle of last year, because they're always about 6-8 months behind in this accounting, the Bush administration actually accelerated the amount of already declared illegal spending. And folks, it is illegal to go give a reporter $250,000 to not tell the public that he's a paid agent of the government to go out and lie. It's illegal to pay Tommy Franks $450,000 to go out and push White House policies. And I would see him. I knew he was on the payroll. I'd see him on Fox News. He'd say, he'd always, I'm sure you've seen this, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, remember during the election. And I'm not a, I'm not taking sides here, but I think Bush is doing a great job, and I love the war. And he'd always lie. He'd say, I'm not on their payroll, when he was. It's unbelievable. Now, imagine he's getting 400-something thousand, somebody else is getting 250,000. How much money, $1.6 billion, out in the open? They say it's got to be much more because they hide a lot of this. And then hundreds of millions for fake newscast. I mean, I know I keep talking about this, but think about it. Fake newscast where they don't tell you it's an infomercial, a propaganda commercial. They don't tell you any of that. They just put it out. And I've heard neocons on the radio defending this. Well, I bet they're on the payroll. And it's all extremely suspect. I mean, how do we have a free society? How do we believe anything they're saying when there are billions of dollars being spent to do all of this? Meanwhile, all these foreign lobbyists, the majority of the lobbyists are foreign, are criminally, but it's just no one enforces it, openly at the state and federal level, two lobbyists for each member of Congress federally, and there's even a higher ratio for state lobbying, as hard as that is to believe, and they're just lobbying to have the entire government and the infrastructure handed over to private companies, in some cases for pennies on the dollar. We are being looted. We are being gutted. As Cynthia McKinney said last week, we are being hollowed out. And they know you're getting wise to it, so they're militarizing the police against us. And I will tell the police, hey, you're with us whether you want to be with us or not. And you may never figure that out. You may just go along with this and go down with the ship. But you need to know you are always with us. I mean, you're going to be abusing this thing too. And for all the people in government, I mean, it is just horrible. And both parties are bought and paid for by the same interest. Now, we're going to go to your calls in a minute. I want to play this little clip. This is an exchange with Scott McKellen, the White House press secretary. And he's sitting there going back and forth with members of the press who finally have found some type of spinal column. So let's go ahead and roll this. This all concerns, of course, the Dick Cheney shooting his buddy in the face and body with a 28-gauge shotgun and then taking control of the situation and not letting the sheriff talk to him under national security and controlling the press for 22 hours and then releasing the story himself word for word, it being regurgitated by the local media. And, of course, they've been absolved by the local constabulary because they know who their master is. It's just more example of just lawlessness. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Think about it. The vice president of the United States shoots someone, and the general public doesn't find out for 21 hours. Now that's the recipe for an uproar.
What time on Sunday morning did you learn that Vice President Dick Cheney was the shooter?
It was early. I was woken up.
It fell to White House spokesman Scott McClellan to explain, and he was talking to a group that wasn't exactly buying.
The initial information is coming from his team on the ground with him, and they're just providing initial report. An accident has taken place. They might not know all the facts at that point, Bill.
They're right there. They're out there with it.
The ones who are providing that information may have not been right there physically with him and saw exactly what happened. I don't know.
And yet, clearly, McClellan wasn't in charge of PR on this one. The vice president apparently was.
I'm not going to get into all the discussions that are had, but it was the vice president's office that took the lead on this.
The White House says the shooting took place at 5:30 p.m., and the president didn't know the vice president was the shooter until 8, because all attention was on Harry Whittington. That's 2.5 hours, according to the White House, when no one told the president Mr. Cheney had shot someone. But apparently the decisions affecting who knew what when weren't being made at the White House by the president. They were being made on the ground in Texas by the vice president. The decision to have the ranch owner call her local paper to let the general public know of the shooting, that was Mr. Cheney's choice as well.
I just want to clarify one thing. Is it appropriate for a private citizen to be the person to disseminate the information that the vice president of the United States has shot someone?
That's one way to provide information to the public. The vice president's office worked with her. Well, I should say the vice president. And the vice president spoke with her directly and agreed that she should make it public. And then they would provide additional information.
A rare day here. And by rare, we mean once every couple of centuries. Aaron Burr dueled Alexander Hamilton 201 years ago, shot and killed him. And that's the last time anyone had to provide any particulars about the vice president shooting someone. Bob?
One person we haven't heard from, as far as I know, is the president. Did he ever weigh in on this, Jim?
We had a photo op after an Oval Office appearance today, and of course reporters shouted questions, Bob. He did not respond, and interestingly enough, the vice president had been in that meeting, but left just prior to the cameras being let in.
So, there you have it. And there's a lot of different little wrinkles to this story, but understand, the local police, the local sheriff tried to get in there, as they do in any case. Really would be a sheriff's deputy normally, but obviously the sheriff was interested and wanted to know what was going on and wanted to handle this himself. Very delicate situation. And just sorry, National Security, Secret Service says you can't talk to him, you can't go near him. And then we had Secret Service now at the hospital keeping people away from the person who'd been shot. So we don't know what the truth is. We don't know what's really happened. There's no telling what really happened. Cheney could have dropped the gun and shot him. That would almost be better than having the bird fly over him and doing a 180 and shooting behind him. And that's just 101 first grade, or really kindergarten lesson on dove hunting or quail hunting or grouse or pheasant or anything. It's just incredibly ridiculous. But the story isn't the shooting. That is eclipsed now by their response and the propaganda. Let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. First, a short question, and then rather a longer one. Do you know the real numbers on the trade deficit? I mean, our national deficit?
Yes. The Dallas Morning News reported 3 years ago that it was $44 trillion. And of course, we believe those numbers were behind at the time. Last time we did the numbers about a year ago, it was around $77 trillion. The public numbers, that is what's owed today, what's owed this year, what the current debt is. You know, it's like this month you've got your house and car payment. It's what's owed this month on your budget for the country is $8+ trillion, almost $9 trillion. They just expanded the debt ceiling earlier last month. But if you look at the expenditures that have been signed on to, you look at the obligations, it's over $70 trillion.
That's amazing. That's certainly not the numbers they're giving on Fox.
Well, people don't have to believe me. The Dallas Morning News had some of the top economists in the U.S. Big article said 40-plus trill.
No, I would certainly believe you over anything on television. My second question is, have you ever read a book by a man named William Cooper called Behold a Pale Horse?
You know, I've interviewed Bill a few times. God rest his soul. He's dead, of course, killed by a SWAT team there in Arizona, Red Rock, Arizona, I believe, and very suspicious circumstances. And I had read the book, and later he kind of discredited his own book as it gets into flying saucers and things. Most of his work was really great, very talented broadcaster, very intelligent man. I don't agree with some of the UFOlogy stuff he got into, because I don't cover that.
So he recanted the UFO stuff, which he claimed to be a eyewitness to?
You know, I don't want to speak for him, but he backed off of it a lot.
But you think that the basics of the New World Order stuff that he put in the book were all accurate?
You know, I don't know. He claims he was in secret meetings and stuff, so, I mean, I don't know. I really can't.
Have you ever heard, other than his book, anything about Mount Weather, or?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You were talking earlier about Panama Canal, and I was just reading a book called The Secret Empire, the second part of it, that's available through American Free Press. It's written by a guy named Cushman Cunningham, who identifies himself as an old oil field hand and a guy who had several businesses destroyed by what he identifies as the Secret Empire. But he mentions early on in the book the Panama Canal Treaty negotiation back in '69, and he claims that that treaty was negotiated by Saul Linowitz. Linowitz was a high-powered attorney. He's one of the co-founders of Xerox. He had Carter's blessing, of course. But
Stay there. We'll talk about the Panama Canal when we get back. Very important subject. We build it and then just give it to the Chinese. Hutchison Wampo. Open, front group of the Communist Chinese Navy. All of their captains are, if any of their ships. It's really sick. They got troops there en masse publicly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3844. To learn more, that's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live. Let's go back to Mike in Arizona. He was bringing up the Panama Canal. which the deal was made, as he said, back in the late 60s, right through the 70s, and the Republicans would get up on TV and act like they were fighting the evil Democrats. Meanwhile, they were in it up to their eyeballs, and they just handed it over. And it's all of our infrastructure is being handed over. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Now, Omar Torrijos was a light colonel in the Panamanian Army. He was CIA trained. He overthrew President Arias about 11 days after Arias had been elected. One is tempted to speculate that this was, you know, CIA backed. I'm pretty sure it was. But at any rate, Cunningham's point is that the treaty, the main purpose of the treaty was to set up a surveillance-free area, zone, the whole country of Panama, where the international bankers could come in, set up shop, and not have any kind of scrutiny from anyone, including the IRS. Presumably, he doesn't say this, but, down in that part of the world, the only reason I can think for doing that is drug money laundering. So,
no, Panama. Yeah. I mean, look at Manuel Noriega and the hip pocket of the globalist until he bought too many villas and they got jealous. And then suddenly, why, some college students have been kidnapped. Then they saved them and they go, we were never kidnapped. Special forces troops came here and said, stay here. We're here to save you. They said, save us from what? The attack was already going. It was just one day we wake up and they've attacked Panama and it's patriotic. Get them evil Panamanians.
Yeah, my understanding is that Noriega didn't want to play footsie with the with the banksters, and so that's why.
Well, he had played footsie, but yeah, he was getting a little greedy.
Well, that could be. Who knows? But at any rate, the Panama Canal Treaty had less to do with China, I think, than with allowing the bankers a place to their own little private island there.
Well, they do that, Belize and many other places, Costa Rica.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the only thing I had.
Hey, what do you think about just the wholesale propaganda openly admitting that billions of dollars are spent with fake newscast lying to the American people and people still trust the media?
Well, never you're never going to lose money overestimating the ignorance of the American people. It's just, what will they put up with? I'm beginning to wonder. When are they going to say enough is enough?
Well, then the Congressional Budget Office and Governmental Accounting Office and several others say this is illegal. Patently on its face, no debating it. And Bush says, no, I make the laws. I decide what's legal and not, and I'm allowed to.
Yeah, but when you've got a president who is openly saying that I'm going to enforce laws, as in the Patriot Act, whether it's renewed or not. In other words, I'm going to exist laws whether they exist or not. We've gotten into the surreal here. They're so openly lawless that, I just wonder what Congress is thinking, particularly the Democrats. I mean, why aren't the Democrats making hay out of this?
Because Bush has only vetoed a couple bills. He signs everything. I mean, the more money spent than in all presidents combined, folks. That's Bill Clinton, his daddy, Reagan, all of them. I mean, more than all presidents combined, and he's not even done with his 8 years yet. He's only 6 years in. I mean, it's just a orgy. They are just looting us. We're being gutted like a hog.
Yeah, and I think that should tell us something. I think we're right on the brink of a major... change where they're not going to have to worry about any kind of
accountability. Well, exterminators will tell you this. When you go in a big house that's got a bunch of roaches, it's not a wives' tale. It's true. I've talked to exterminators in bad neighborhoods, and you go and spray them, the roaches start running around and fornicating because they know they're dying. That's why they see America. We're to be looted, and they're just telling us, be calm, everything's fine, we love you, we're the government, and they're just running around stealing and buying private islands and getting out of the U.S., and they're just running around foaming at the mouth. I mean, that's what's happening.
I'm just afraid this Iran is going to be the start of the end here when they...
Yeah, they'll use that. They'll use a war as a smokescreen to plunge our economy, and then we got to stick behind the government during the plunging economy because we're in a fight with those brown people. Yeah, they're the enemy, and... Bush can show some video of space aliens blowing up buildings and say, look, I foiled an attack. I mean, they're showing space aliens and saying he foiled attacks. I mean, it's just total la-la land.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
If you want to down, help us expose the criminals that are in control of our society and who are accelerating their program of looting, and openly announcing martial law, how wonderful it is, now the president's a dictator. I mean, that's officially what's been done. I mean, I'm not embellishing that. That is what it is. It is what it is. No ifs, ands, or buts. No weaseling around that point. All the horrible things we discussed for so long are just calmly being announced right out in front of everyone. And they're seeing what you do. They're seeing how you respond. You know, we're hearing all this talk of martial law and dictators and above the law now. That's my latest, biggest film, 3 hours long, really, of any series. It's Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. Why the long title? Because it's a big film. We cover the latest police state, you know, with just a shotgun pattern, pun intended, the entire gamut, the gauntlet. And then we spend over an hour on 9/11, how the globalists carried it out, and then about 45 minutes on the Illuminati and David Gergen, and confronting him, and the White House advisor blows up. It's all there. It's a very important film, and it's $24.95, and we've got discounts where you buy that, and then the next video is $5.95. There are 14 specials on Infowars.com right now. 14 specials, book specials, DVD specials, book-DVD combos. We're carrying, about one or two? Every week I'm carrying something new, and most weeks it's two new items. Like last week it was the new book by Galen Ross, Robert Galen Ross, about the elite don't dare let us tell the people about who the ruling New World Order crowd is and what their goals are. And we also have his Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK, a great book. We're carrying, of course, Joan Vion's Global Straitjacket, UN Global Straitjacket. We're carrying the Powder Burns book about CIA drug trafficking from a DEA eyewitness who was in Latin America, Stella Castillo. We are carrying just so many new books and videos, Loose Change 2. We have that on DVD available, the second edition. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, by the way, you can go watch Loose Change 2 online right now. He was gracious enough to authorize us to do that. Ted Pike, some of his videos, all 14 of my films, my weekly TV reports, video reports in studio here at my office that we do in studio, the radio interviews. We'll tape one every week. Last week was two interviews. It'll be going up. So much at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription. And then, of course, you can simply go to Infowars.com to the shopping cart to order the books and videos or T-shirts or bumper stickers. It's all about getting the word out. Infowars.com or call toll-free. You can order by calling, or you can also ask questions there if you need any questions answered. And then go order on the website, or if you need the mailing address, it's 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, Paul Watson joins us at least twice a month, and he's our head honcho over there over PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, working with his brother, Steve Watson. And there's a whole gamut of news we're going to cover. But before we do that, and then, of course, more of your calls, before we do that, I wanted to bring her up. She hadn't been on with us in a week or two, and that's Debbie Morrow, the Made in America water filtration systems, what I personally use. I used them many years before they were our sponsor. They are the manufacturer, so you get distributor deals from them just buying one unit. You try to buy these units at stores, they're $320. A knockoff from China or India is $300 or $279. And these are American-made Berkeys. They also have British Berkeys, which are excellent if you want those. And, you know, we try to bring you American-made products that are also have quality. And they really do, and there's some new specials and a new travel Berkey they're offering. They have the sports bottles as well that are very economical. Debbie, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful day in Dallas.
It's a beautiful day in Austin.
Well, the reason I wanted to especially talk to everybody is I talked to Jim about what kind of specials we were going to have on the new travel Berkey, which people are already buying like crazy because everybody's been waiting for a smaller one that they could put in their boat or their truck or their RV, and this travel Berkey is perfect for that. And what we're offering for the special with it is the base for the Berkey light, the one without the lights. It fits the Berkey travel perfect, so you can get the travel Berkey up off the counter and get a cup right underneath the spigot. So we are offering as a free gift with a travel Berkey purchase. They can either get a base so that they get it up off, or they can get a generic label Berkey sport bottle.
And now, so, to be clear, the sports bottles just make water safe to drink. 130 refills of green swamp water, 600 and something refills of tap water, cutting out most of the toxins and poisons and making it all the bacteria makes it safe to drink. Those are great for the gym or work or wherever. You got to take control of your lives, folks. Myself included, you know, I forget to sometimes take mine with me. And then on top of it, then they have the black Berkey elements in the stainless steel or in the Lexan. The bulletproof glass type material, it's plastic, and they have those, and it takes a few minutes to put them together. They're gravity-fed filters. That's why spring water's so good. It goes through the limestone. Well, this is the same thing, and it's based on the British design that, you know, got the big Queen of England award hundreds of years ago, but since then it's really been perfected, and they have the American-made, a new standard in quality, and also, if you want it, the British-made. Give Debbie a call, 1-888- 1-888-803-4438. Give her a call. If the phone's busy, leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Let me explain how this works. They're the big national maker and distributor. I mean, they got a big warehouse, a big business, you know, hundreds and hundreds of distributors, stores, shops all over. They are the, you know, top of the line name brand. Debbie just handles for them just the few radio interviews they do. Okay, and those are Patriot Freedom Talk shows because Jim Shepherd is also a patriot, and so you're supporting an American company, a patriot company, and you're supporting this broadcast and the international shortwave outreach. This is how we fund that to because we don't make any money on broadcasting globally to speak of, but we do it because we get so many letters and emails from India, China, Africa, missionaries. It's unbelievable, the outreach of WWCR. So this also, this sponsorship enables that. So give them a call. Stop drinking the poison. Believe me, folks, you need, they got a free catalog. She can give you literature. She can talk to you. She's a great lady, a sweetheart. Give her a call, 1-888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com, and in the comment section, tell them what free gift you want, or go to InfoWars.com. And I got to add that new Travel Berkey to our shopping cart. You can order there, and then we fax the order over to them same day or sometimes the next day, and they ship it out to you UPS ground. So 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, any other specials or anything we need to know?
Of course, we have the Berkey Light specials, you know, where they get a free Berkey Sport bottle with the regular Berkey Light, where they get a KDSR filter or two sport bottles with the Berkey Light with lights. And all of our stainless steel units come with free Berkey Sport bottles. So give me a call. I'll be glad to find out what it is you're looking for and what kind of nice gift you get with it. It helps support everybody's airtime and gives you great drinking water. And I always like to emphasize, don't put it in your closet and save it for something to happen. Use it every day.
By the way, Debbie, I keep forgetting. You know, I order four or five a year from you to give as gifts, and I've got two spares at my house and one I use in the house. I'm not going to use that at the office. My office wants one. We used to have one. I don't know where it is. At the old office, but will you mail me the new Travel Berkey and put that on my...
I will.
Charge me for that, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, Debbie. Always good to have you on with us, and I appreciate everybody letting me have her on every couple of weeks or every week sometimes because it's really an important sponsor, and it's a great product, and it's important to get, you know, to get out of this system. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com or order at InfoWars.com. Okay, enough said there. I appreciate everybody holding. Let's now go to Paul Watson, joining us from the UK. Paul, a lot has happened since we had you on a few weeks ago. There's a whole bunch of news stories and some articles that you've written, some articles we've collaborated on, but I've got to tell you, you've been doing yeoman work there. Bring us up to speed on some of the news we're going to cover in the next hour and 18 minutes.
Certainly, Alex. In the last couple of weeks, obviously, we've had the Muslim riot. We've put out several articles on that story based around the confirmed staged provocateur nature of the riot, the origin of the riot. At the end of last week, we had Bush give a speech about this supposed L.A. plot to attack the library tower in L.A. By flying aircraft into it. That turns out to be a complete fraud. It was a politically timed maneuver. We've had the NSA spying story continue to rumble on. The mainstream media following lockstep in with the government news speak, directly listing and taking their orders from the White House. And then we had, obviously you had Cynthia McKinney on late last week, and she went further than ever before in her comments. So just those four stories on their own in the past 2 weeks have been major.
I tell you what, we also have, I believe, P2OG again, same with the Muslim cartoons of Muhammad. We also have the British troops beating up the Iraqi teenagers. We have so many other things going on. We have Cheney blasting his hunting buddy and all of the cover-ups there. But first, let's talk about Fox TV with video of flying saucers blowing up the library tower. And then cutting back to Bush saying they wanted to blow up that building, and then he renames it the Liberty Tower just because it sounds better. I mean, now there's no reality connected to anything, just flying saucers flying around, blowing this up. Then you look at the supposed terrorist he claimed was going to do it. Turns out he's connected to major U.S. intelligence agencies. We've already fingered them as a provocateur.
it just never ends. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, it's so synthetic, the nature of what they were trying to do with this L.A. terror plot. I mean, I put it, it was as sophisticated as a 300-pound Pittsburgh Steelers fan after a heavy drinking session, because it was so primordial that it was directed at the people who have bought these terror alerts each time they're put out, even though people like Tom Ridge, the former Homeland Security Secretary, said that, admitted that they were timed to exploit politically expedient times, such as the election.
And now they're mixing flying saucers into it from Independence Day. I mean, I thought I was having a hallucination when I saw that.
Well, yeah, and that's because as soon as Bush announced that they'd foiled the supposed plot, more than 3 years after it was supposedly to have happened, the mayor of L.A., Antonio Villaraigosa, went public and said that he had no knowledge whatsoever and wasn't told of such a plot, which strongly suggests that the target of the L.A. Library Tower, not the Liberty Tower, was specifically selected by Karl Rove and the scriptwriters and pulled out of thin air.
Because they had video with their paid-off minions. We just covered billions of fake news because they had video of a space alien blowing it up. I mean, how is space aliens mixed in? I mean, folks, this is total psyops.
Well, yeah, because they needed to create the fallacy that the attack had taken place, because these terror alerts are about solidifying the possibility.
Yeah, it conjures the original images of the towers imploding and exploding, and then it also mixes in all these fears of the alien outsider. I mean, this was pure Pentagon psyops.
Right, and it further puts in the shadow the unexplained collapse of the Twin Towers, because people saw, after Bush's announcement, this library tower collapsing, and again, that solidifies the fallacy that aircraft can make steel buildings collapse. So it was multi-layered. But in the mind of the passive viewer, when they're watching television, and we've covered the scientific studies on this before, people suspend disbelief when they're watching fictional television. So it appears as if it's real in that very moment. So they were able to embrace the notion that the building really was destroyed by terrorists. And so, as I wrote, that kind of residue remains in the viewer's psyche, and then the response that is solicited means that they accept the passing of the Patriot Act, which they extended immediately after Bush's speech, and the justification for spying on Americans, which is how Bush justified that saga, by saying that we used that intelligence to prevent this LA plot from happening. Then you had the day after, no less than 23 intelligence experts told Capitol Hill Blue that the whole story was completely fabricated for political point scoring.
It's admittedly fake. I mean, we have this on the heels of the new White House memo coming out that mirrors the Downing Street, where they wanted to paint up planes like UN aircraft to get them shot down as a pretext for war and stage WMD discoveries. I mean, it just, they have absolutely no credibility at any level.
Right, but they continue to put out these terror alerts and terror arrests, you know, where they supposedly apprehend the Al-Qaeda number two, the Al-Qaeda number three. They've done that five or six times over. Turns out in the last case where that happened, a guy by the name of Al Libby, it was actually a different Al Libby with a different spelling of his name. He wasn't actually Al-Qaeda number three. He wasn't the original Al Libby. But that was never mentioned. The original story held precedent over the fact that later on it was put under the spotlight and deemed to be complete fabrication again.
Bottom line, they know that most Americans are totally unconscious now, just mindlessly sucking everything up. So they're mixing flying saucers in, mixing in fake names, just hopping around, making stuff up. It's just totally mindless.
Well, yeah, but the hope is, and this is why we do what we do, is that less and less of a majority are, you know, mindless to that extent, where they just lap up what the government tells them.
Paul, why do you think it's so shoddy, though? It's almost like they want to get caught. It's so ridiculous. Or do they think that's the mentality, the low-grade moron mindset of the people they're trying to propagandize, that it just has to be kindergarten-esque? I mean, it's just grunting, stupefiedly stupid. It's not even, it's just so easy to disprove everything they say and do. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's the analogy you often make where the serial killer, almost through a pathology of his own, likes to get caught by kind of revisiting the crime scene, and they revisit these tactics again and again, even though they're exposed again and again for perpetrating absolute frauds on the American people.
Yeah, I think they're just they're setting the precedent to just run around just being as ridiculous as they want.
Well, yeah, and if they can set that as the benchmark, then they don't have to become more sophisticated in their propaganda. I think the more sophisticated stuff kind of goes on behind the scenes, whereby you have the Pentagon, about a month ago, we had the BBC article where they admitted to basically formulating the policy to attack the internet and declare war on the internet, whereby they will put out disinformation.
And plant propaganda and shut the web down.
As well. And the whole thing about planting propaganda is that it's all in Iraqi newspapers, which is in itself a fallacy. We're supposed to be over there liberating them, and yet we have to lie to them. If it's so great a situation, then why don't they just tell the truth?
Well, then they say in their own documents that it's meant to be picked up here, which it is.
Yeah.
But then out of the other side of their mouth, it's admitted that the Pentagon's in a large portion of this $1.6 billion. The propaganda they bought in the last few years was military propaganda here domestically. That's from the Congressional Oversight Group that put out this report.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Whittington, the hunting buddy of Lord Bush, the Austin lawyer, has had a heart attack and is in intensive care. Let me tell you, folks, if he was really 30 yards away and got hit with a shotgun, in almost every case, it would just take a few minutes with tweezers and he would have only been hit by maybe 10 BBs if it was number 8 shot. They're saying that it's a lot more serious than that and very suspicious. Paul, I tell you, the beat just goes on. It gets more and more and more and more ridiculous by the minute.
Well, the thing about this Cheney incident is the only thing that sticks out about it to me, because I'm quite wary that it's being saturated so much that it is a kind of distraction from Iran, from the fake terror alerts. I mean, the really big fish that they're frying, the fact that the left wing is transfixed by this story. But the important thing about it is that the sheriff tried to interview Cheney about the incident, and the Secret Service rejected that possibility entirely.
Well, let me just read the article. Hunter shot by Cheney has heart attack. This is Associated Press. The 78-year-old lawyer who was shot by Vice President Dick Cheney in a hunting accident has some birdshot lodged in his heart. Okay, that's the end of it, folks. He shot him a lot closer than 30 yards. Birdshot will not penetrate into the heart, through the rib cage, in between the ribs. Believe me, I've shot a lot of birds. I've shot a lot of animals. I used to do a lot of hunting. And let me assure you, folks, that especially with a 28 gauge, that this is ridiculous. This is pure baloney. He must have dropped the gun or something and shot him very close for this to happen. It just doesn't work that way. You know, it's the old thing, a kid's stealing watermelons and the old man keeps rock salt in the 12 gauge and you shoot him, you know, at 30 feet with it and just peppers him and goes in a quarter inch. Believe me, I actually know old timers who've been shot with rock salt stealing watermelons. So I know shotguns is my point. I mean, I know the forensics of them. I know their trajectory, their energy mass. I know it all. Frankly, I used to be a gun nut, but when I had time. The 78-year-old lawyer who was shot by Vice President Dick Cheney in a hunting accident has some birdshot lodged in his heart and had a minor heart attack Tuesday morning, hospital officials said. The victim, Harry Whittington, was immediately moved back to intensive care unit. Folks, they've been covering this up the whole time. I guarantee you, within 30 minutes of being at the hospital in an x-ray, they saw that in his heart. They knew. Was immediately moved back to the intensive care unit for further treatment, said Peter Banco. So see, they're doling it out now. The administrator at Corpus Christi Hospital. And it goes on. Banco said there was an irregularity in the heartbeat caused by a pellet, and doctors performed a cardiac catheterization. That's hardcore, folks. Whittington expressed a desire to leave the hospital, but Banco said he would probably stay for another week to make sure more shot doesn't move other organs or to other parts of the body. The shot doesn't move into the heart without penetrating it in the original blast. So just more spin here because people don't know anything about, I guess, basic medical procedures, Watson.
Well, if the contention is that Cheney deliberately did this, then you have to ask why. You know, is it to intentionally create a distraction? I know absolutely nothing about guns because I come from a country which is completely disarmed and enslaved, but when
now,
I
that's not true. You got to shoot a 357 Magnum and a 22 when you were here.
When I did visit Austin, the only thing I really learned was that you don't point loaded guns at people.
Well, that was the first part of the lesson. Remember we spent about 20 minutes on it? You guys followed the rules and did a great job.
Yeah.
Got pretty good with a little...
Then, you know, why has that happened?
Well, Lord Cheney's good. Don't talk bad about him. Well, stay there. We'll talk more about it when we get back. I mean, you got to feel sorry for this guy he shot, but the story just gets deeper and deeper by the minute. We'll probably be learning the truth here pretty soon. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.